after racial justice protests swept the country last summer, the implications of facial recognition surveillance technology received renewed interest. The software is significantly more likely to misidentify people of color than white people. Big tech companies said they would stop selling the tech to police, and some cities banned it altogether. Now, the Baltimore City Council is considering a similar move. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
A major study from the federal government last year found that the artificial intelligence algorithms of facial recognition software are most successful at identifying white middle-aged men. There are significantly higher rates of false positives for Asian, Black, and Native people. MIT scholar Joy Blumwini has studied the racial bias of algorithms for years. In one study, she found they misidentify Black women 35% of the time.
Even in one test I ran on Amazon's AI, right, they failed on the face of Oprah Winfrey labeling her male. I personally had to wear a white mask to have my face detected using some of these technologies.
These mistakes can have devastating impacts. A false match can lead to a wrongful arrest and detention. Blumwini points to the story of a Detroit man who was falsely identified after investigators used facial recognition software on a grainy video of a robbery.
Robert Williams was wrongfully arrested in front of his two young daughters due to a false face recognition match and detained for 30 hours. As a Black man accosted by the police, we know that the outcome could have been fatal.
And when the technology does work properly, privacy advocates say there is a cost. Here's Kaylin Young, the director of public policy at the ACLU of Maryland.
Individuals who are not doing anything or committing any crime, maybe just participating in exercising their protected First Amendment speech at a protest, might be subject to unnecessary surveillance or unreasonable surveillance, and therefore added to one of these databases.
Councilman Christopher Burnett says dual concerns of privacy and racial bias in the algorithms are why he has introduced a bill to ban the city from buying facial recognition surveillance technology. The Baltimore Police Department currently uses a software program that can compare faces to those in a database of mugshots and driver's license photos. Burnett's legislation can't stop BPD from using that technology. The agency is governed by the state, not the city. But he can try to implement citywide rules and regulations over how the technology is used and prevent other Baltimore City agencies from using it. Burnett says his intention is not to impede police from solving crimes.
I do believe, however, that it is important that we raise questions about how the technology is currently deployed to ensure that there's oversight, transparency, and the rights and civil liberties of our citizens are protected.
The police department doesn't support a ban. Instead, they say they support policies that create guardrails against abuse of the technology, like the ones Burnett's bill aims to create. Detective Eric Perez is co-chairman of the Local Fraternal Order of Police's Legislative Committee. He says the department doesn't rely solely on facial recognition software to arrest suspects.
The technology is just one piece in our toolbox of fighting violent crime.
Perez says it helped investigators identify and arrest two residents who allegedly killed city bus operator Marcus Perks Sr. last October, using security footage from the bus.
Us and the MTA were able to identify those two suspects, get them off the street within 12 hours of that murder.
Under Burnett's bill, city agencies would have to publicly share regular audits on how the technology is used. It must pass through several rounds of legislation before it can become law. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.